Okay, everyone, I just wanted to thank you again. This is Dawn Starnes, the state director here in Louisiana for NFIB. The state treasurer is running just a few minutes behind, so I did want to just go ahead and kind of provide some information and some context before he joins us. I think this weather has gotten everybody all mixed up in Baton Rouge, so I apologize for that, but he's going to be dialing in about 5 minutes. So, but I did want to go ahead and, like I said, kind of provide a little context about the program and in the call today. Hopefully, many of you have seen a lot of the news about the program. We've tried to push out as much from our perspective at NFIB, as well as the treasurer trying to get on local news and that sort of thing. So, the Main Street Recovery Fund is a grant program that is going to be going live on July 28th is his target date. And he may have an additional update for us on that date, but he did announce that last week. And the biggest thing is we want y'all to know about that website and where to go to get the information about the to get the information about the program itself and to kind of get pre-qualified. The treasurer is trying to get everyone who is interested in the program and everyone who you know, potentially will qualify for the program to go ahead and submit their information, you know, the contact information so that you can kind of get in that queue of being notified when you'll be able to actually apply and also just understanding all of the parameters of the program. So he is running that website off of his website, which is treasury.la.gov. And there he has set up a little tab that says Main Street. And that's where you're going to go to check that website out. And it's going to have basically the list of information on the eligibility and the, kind of the parameters of the program. And then as things progress, and they get everything ready to launch, that's where you'll go as well to apply. And it'll all be online. I do know, obviously, many of you that have called in or are online, you probably, you know, have good Wi-Fi and you're probably accessible, you know, maybe not having any issues with broadband like some folks in some various parts of the state. But I do know that he's also going to probably set up like some offices, and he'll probably talk some more about that as well, but set up some offices where you could go in to fill out the application. So if you are in a rural area or, you know, an area without great, you know, internet service and worry about the process, you will potentially have a place to go to actually complete the application. But the good news is that all of the information that you'll need as far as eligibility will be all on that website. So at least you can go there, read that information and understand kind of what the parameters are and get, you know, what the options are. So as we roll this program out, the treasurer's responsible for it. And we're, as NFIB, we helped pass the legislation. We supported it throughout the legislative process. And we are just eager to get the word out to members because we know that our membership is running out of PPP dollars based on our survey feedback that we've gotten over the past several weeks from you all. And so we believe this program, you know, could be helpful in helping bridge that gap as you run out of those PPP dollars. And the funds are really, they're very similar to those PPP funds in that you have to have a reimbursable expense. And this program, you have to have fewer than 50 employees. So that's kind of that first qualifier out the gate. You have to be a 50 or fewer business and not associated with a larger business. And also that you need to be able to, you know, show what expenses you had with the PP with the with COVID. So once you're able to do that and include, you know, and show that, you'll be able to be basically reimbursed. So the program is very much a grant program, not a, you know, loan forgiveness structure like PPP. That's probably the biggest difference. So you'll actually, you know, show that you spent this money and basically be able to get it back. And then that's it. There's no other strings as far as, you know, any kind of, you know, you'll have to show your documentation, of course. And y'all probably gotten very familiar with that, you know, and all the things you have to do to do that. But you just will only end up, you know, submitting that and then being done with it, not have to worry about any type of loan forgive, any trailing amount or, you know, anything that you'll have to pay back at any point down the road. So that's a very positive part of the program, we believe, as well. That's going to be helpful for folks who are, you know, like I said, trying to, you know, just make it through another month, you know, while we're still not 100% open and still kind of fighting through this second wave of, you know, of spikes and cases and everything. So, okay, the treasurer has joined us. Let me see. Can you hear me, Mr. Treasurer? Let's see. There he is. Hey there. You might need to unmute yourself. Yeah, you got to unmute. I can't hear you.
How's that?
Now we can hear you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Well, thank you for joining us. I know you're busy, and I know you've been all over the place. So I was just kind of giving a primer of things on a very broad basis to our folks that are on the call. And we are recording it so that we can share it with our membership again, you know, following for those who weren't able to jump on. So that'll be very helpful as well. So I just wanted to let you kind of take it over, tell them a little bit, like said, about the program. We were talking a little bit about the, you know, the grant, the fact that it is a grant and it's more about reimbursable. There's not going to be any trailing expenses that they'll have to be a loan kind of situation on, and you know, and your website and all. So I'll turn it over to you.
Well, thank you. And I want to, you know, thank Dawn for her work. I don't think none of this would have happened without her spurring on a few legislators. And so she does a great job, and y'all are very fortunate to have her as I guess, I don't know what her title is, director maybe, but she does a great job. As Dawn said, this is a grant program, which means you won't have to pay this back. Now, what a lot of people don't quite understand, and they will as we move along over the next couple of weeks, this is a reimbursement program right now. Not that it won't evolve later, but right now you get reimbursed for your expenses. And what they reimburse you becomes a grant, and you do not have to pay it back. But you will have to show proof of your expenses, download those receipts and send them in before they will approve the grant. So anyway, I just wanted to mention that following up on what Dawn said. So I am the treasurer. We are administering the program. It's a $275 million program. It's got some unique parts of it. The first 21 days from the day we launch, which will be later on in July, will be open to just businesses that have received no financial aid to date. After that 21 days, then it will open up to businesses across Louisiana, but you will only be granted above and beyond if you have expenses above and beyond what you've already claimed, if any. For example, if you have expenses of $50,000 and you have receipts to show it, but you receive $20,000 from the feds, then you're eligible. You have $30,000 that are eligible in receipts and can be reimbursed $15,000. And if you get your claim in line, or within the timeline that we still have money, you will receive $15,000. So if you have expenses and can prove up to $15,000, as long as we have the money and you made the claim, then it's a first come, first serve. You'll get a $15,000 check from the Treasury. We do know there's 457,000 businesses, small business owners across Louisiana, and only roughly around 70,000 participated in the PPP program or other federal programs. We do plan on accepting applications in late July. Right now, I'd say July 28th, but I would not be surprised if it was a little earlier than that. You know, one of the things I get asked a lot, what you could be doing between now and then. I think between now and then, getting your with your accountant or your bookkeeper, finding those eligible expenses, and make sure you download those items into your computer so you can email those at the time when it's necessary, and you don't have to wait and go find them and figure out how to scan them and get them into your computer like the treasurer does. If I don't have a little help, I'm not real good at all that technology stuff. So you do have a few weeks to get ready when the program launches. In order to qualify, you would have to be domiciled in Louisiana as of March 1, 2020. You had to suffer interruption in your business. You have to be at least 50% owned by a Louisiana resident. You had to have filed your taxes in either 2018 or 2019 and will file your taxes in 2020. As I said earlier, it's a program for businesses of 50 full-time employees of less as of March 2020. You have to have customers or employees that visit a physical location. So I'll answer this question before somebody asks. You know, if you're a sole proprietor and you're the only person in your business and you work from home, you're eligible as long as your customer comes to your home and visits you. And keep that in mind. Home-run businesses are eligible. There basically are several different kinds of expenses that are reimbursable. They have to be cost-related to COVID-19 to be reimbursed. And here's just some examples. Any expenses you've made in your business to create the social distancing that is required. Cleaning and disinfecting the chemicals and whatever product you bought for that is reimbursable. Any equipment that you may have purchased to protect your employees or customers, like gloves, thermometers, anything like that, is all reimbursable. Contactless equipment like credit card readers, for example, expenses to facilitate teleworking with your scanners and laptops and printers, any reopening expenses like tents and outdoor tables, or any signages that you had to prepare for reopening or restructuring your business. Even installing a drive-up window is an eligible expense. So those are some examples. There's also business interruption costs related that would include things like unemployment insurance costs, paid sick leave, inventory replacement, any increased labor costs for like deliveries. And here's a big one that you need to make note of, rent and mortgage interest, payroll, utilities. So those are all examples of things that will be reimbursable. That is all on our website at www.latreasury.com. And you can click on Main Street and it will take you to that site where you can see this in writing. Some of the commonly asked questions, for instance, is nonprofits eligible? They're not. Are religious-based businesses eligible? And some are. Franchises are, if the business meets all the other eligible requirements. Sole proprietors are eligible to apply. You just have to meet those basic requirements. As I said earlier, If you're the only employee of your business, you are eligible as long as you meet those other things that we talked about. You cannot apply more than once for the same business. Each business can only apply and only be awarded one time. I'm just looking through my notes. So I guess the most important thing for the businesses today on the line is to get ready for the program. It's going to be a first come, first serve basis. There is a set aside of $40 million for minority-owned businesses to include Latino, African-American, female-owned businesses, veteran-owned businesses. So there'll be $40 million set aside for the first 60 days for those type businesses. I think my biggest challenge as your treasurer is making sure that we can reach all areas of the state of Louisiana and really get down and help the mom and pop businesses that are suffering, as we know they are. So I can't thank the legislature enough. I am a small business owner myself. To throw a little lifeline, and as I tell people, this is just a Band-Aid, but some aid is better than no aid. And I'm looking forward to starting sending out our first check. The checks, once you are approved, will be out within 10 days. So it's going to get out pretty quick. I think the money's going to go pretty quick. And you can go to latreasury.com and register to get emails from the department. You know, we really just started full speed ahead around Wednesday or Thursday of last week. I actually have my first full call with the consultants tomorrow, and working very quick. It's a consulting company here based in Louisiana, has a lot of experience with BP and other things. So we got all the pieces in place. We're just ready to get going. Conclusion, I appreciate the opportunity to visit with you guys, and I'm happy to answer any questions, Dawn.
Thank you, Treasurer. I know I mentioned, and I think you just touched on it, but if they, because you mentioned the date, so you said July 28th for the applications, and you hope it would be sooner, possibly. But if they go and register on the site, they'll get an update telling them the application's live?
Yes, ma'am. And we're sort of working through that on how to handle that. But we're just advising people to go to our website, sign up, and we'll communicate with you as we get closer.
Good. That's good. Okay. So if anyone has a question, you can do *6 to unmute your line or raise your hand. I know I had a couple of questions that were sent in beforehand, but I want to go ahead and open it up. If there's anyone on the call now that has anything, you can do *6 or raise your hand and put it in the chat. Okay. One of the questions is, in simple terms, we received PPP, which we've depleted, as well as EIDL. If I wanted to, could I use the money from this program to keep my employees on the payroll for a few more weeks, depending on how much I qualified for?
Yeah, no, we're not going to, there's no strings attached to what you use this money for. The only strings attached is, do you have qualified expenses to get the money? Now, I hate to say this publicly, but I'm going to say it. I'm working with folks out of Washington now to see if anything else would qualify besides receipts. For instance, there's this term that's being thrown around economic loss. That has been defined by different people different ways. So right now, I would say receipts only. But I'm working to see if we can get some type of help on economic loss.
Get the one from behind the counter.
That's good. Okay. And then the other question, which I think we answered early on, was, you know, how much of this money would have to be paid back? Again, grant program based on your expenses, nothing trailing on a loan forgiveness situation.
Correct. So again, the important part is getting your receipts together and making sure that now we'll know whether you claimed, if you already received money, the state's going to know. So you can't double dip. But if you have more expenses than what you have claimed already, then that would be an eligible expense and you would get that and would have to pay it back.
That's wonderful. Okay, so I just wanted to reopen it up one more time. If there was anyone on the call with a specific question, feel free to chime in. And I know the treasurer is busy, and we wanted to kind of try to keep the call to about 30 minutes, so this works out really well. Again, we've recorded it, so we're going to share it with our members across the state, and we've got members on this call from across the state, which is really great, and I think shows the need and the important work that you're doing, treasurer, to get this out. So thank you for your leadership on it. You're always so good about getting money out to people, your unclaimed property program and everything. So,
well, you know, check that while y'all at it too. Check the unclaimed property while you're on our website. But look, if you may have some questions later on, just call my office. You can go to our website at www.latreasury.com. You can click on Main Street and it'll take you to the information we do have. Or if you just want to call our office, you can, my office line is 225-342-0010. And we answer the phones ourselves. That will change here soon, where our consultant will take over the phone calls. And those will be answered by Louisianians based right here in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. So, if you have any calls, you have any questions, don't hesitate to call.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. And thank you to everyone who joined the call. And we hope everyone has a great day. Stay safe.
All righty.
Bye-bye.